Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 11, verses 31 to 32. The Jews squirm. What am I saying? Well, you remember that Jesus has got to Jerusalem now. They arrived again in Jerusalem. And Jesus is walking in the temple, and the Jews, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders, they've come to him and they say, now, what right have you got to say these things you're saying, to do these things that you're doing? Who gave you the right to do it? Remember, Jesus replied and said, I will tell you where my authority come from. Of course, his father had given him the authority, but he said, I will tell you. But before I tell you, you've got to answer me one question. By what authority am I doing these things right? Now, tell me. Here's the question for you. John's baptism. John's ministry. Was it from heaven? Or from men? Tell me. Now, the answer is, from heaven? Maybe he'd come from God? Or, he was speaking on his own. He's just a human. Ministry is just made up, you see. Now, that's the answers. That's the two answers. That's the alternatives. But we see the Jews squirming. And of course, that's precisely the reason why Jesus asked this question. It's not an arbitrary question. He knows what's going on. As I've quoted scripture to show you, Jesus can read their hearts. He knows what's going on in their minds. He knows that the tricks they're up to. He knows what they plan to do. He knows that they're scheming his annihilation. It's all a question of politics and popularity and their plans and their schemes, John 12:42-43. The last thing the Jews are interested in here is truth. John's baptism, was it from men or from God? No, which was it? Did it come from God or is it just his own work? And we read this, verse 31. They discussed it among themselves and said, now they're not talking about the issue. They're not talking about whether John the Baptist was from God or from man. They're talking about, as I say, politics. Their popularity. Their plans. That's what they're talking about. They said, now look, we've got to think about this, because if we say from heaven, then he will ask us, why didn't you believe him? Oh, well, we can't say that then. But if we say from men, and they trail off, they feared the people. They wanted to be popular. They wanted to win their votes. They wanted to be liked. You see, the people really did believe that John was a prophet. And so they come back to Jesus. We don't know. How lame an answer. Of course, not an answer at all. They don't want to know. They have no will to give the answer. There's no heart in it. They're squirming. They're not facing the facts. They're not facing Christ here. They're not dealing with any issue here. Now, that is what is going on in this interview here. But of course, I'm trying to preach. This applies today. I can be like this. You can be like this, my friend. What do you mean? The gospel is not an academic issue to be weighing nicely and debating. It's not a chess game. We're talking about vital issues of life and death and eternity above all. And we have to be real. Reality is wanted. We have to be honest. Honesty is wanted. We have to be open-eyed. We have to be true. We have to face the facts. You see, these people can't face facts, can they? They can't face Christ. Now, they can squirm here. But the day will come, the day of judgment is called, when Christ will confront us all. There'll be no time then for avoiding, as these people try, their avoidance, damage limitation here. They're maneuvering, they're twisting, they're making excuses. But in the day of judgment, there'll be no room for excuses, twisting, maneuvering, avoiding, squirming. Oh, my friend, if you've been confronted with the gospel and with Christ, and you're squirming on the hook, and you won't believe it, you can't believe it, you don't want it, you all this if and it, but and it maybe. As the prophet said, Elijah, How long are you going to go on dithering between two opinions? Come off the fence. If Baal is God, then go for Baal. If God is God, go for God. Joshua said the same, and as a preacher, I say the same. And I say it to myself. No fence sitting, no squirming, no dodging the issue. Face up to Christ. Answer his question. Hear his command. Reject him or receive him. No half-hearted, half-house move here. No halfway. Let's go all for Christ. All for Jesus. All for Jesus. May it be so. Amen.